我们这次 WCCC 下午有三个下午的时间，有一点跟以往不一样的做法，就是
We have three afternoons to do something that is a little bit different than what we have done before.
就是有五个不同的这个 workshop.
We have five different workshops that are going on at the present time.
就是一个专题交通。
Or you can say that this is a topical sharing.
有一组是讲读经。
One group is talking about the word.
一组是交通到这个祷告。
One group is focused on prayer.
有一组是交通到这话语的服事。
One group is speaking on the service of God's word, ministering of God's word.
还有一组就是姊妹的交通。
And then a sister's group.
我们这一组是讲性格。
And this group, we are going to be speaking on the matter of the character.
按照我自己的记忆，我从来没有讲过这个题目。
I don't remember I have ever spoken on this topic of the character.
事实上，这个字 character 在圣经里面你很难找到。
It's hard to find this word in the Bible.
中文里我好像没有碰到这个性格这个字。
I don't believe in the Chinese translation you will find this word.
这个英文版里头有几版啊？它有翻这个 character。
And in a few versions of the English translation, you will find this word character in there.
像这个 New King James Version.他在罗马书第五章第四节里面就翻译 the character.
In Romans chapter 5 verse 4 in the New King James Version, you will find the word character.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
In trial, give birth to patience, and patience, long-suffering, and long-suffering, hope.
Character, long-suffering, after the suffering,tribulation, 然后就分出来忍耐
tribulation, long suffering,
long suffering, 然后就是
long suffering character.
大概有两三本，至少有三本或者四本的英文一本是用
这个 character. Probably two or three translations that translate this word character.
但是圣经有很多地方提到有不同的性格。
But there are many places in the scripture that mentions the matter of the character.
我们也看见的确性格对于我们基督徒是非常非常重要。
We can see that the matter of character is very important in the life of a Christian.
这个一个人还没信主以前
before a person is saved,
就是在世界上一个没有信主的人
or you can say that a person who is not saved in the world,
这个性格是非常重要。
The character of that person is very important.
事实上，你看见世界上就是在地上追求属地事物的人，他们有些许多的人成功，是因为他们的性格好。
There are many successful people in this world. The fact that they are successful is because they have certain characters. They have good characters.
但是我们信主以后，我们不光重生得救。
But after we become a believer, not only we have been born, we are born again.
我们仍旧。需要一个好的性格来配合我们属灵生活。
We still need a good character to accompany our spiritual walk.
这个性格的好的性格并不是代表属灵。
A good character does not equate being spiritual.
但是这个好的性格非常影响我们的这个属灵的体验。
But to have a good character, it impacts and affects.Our spiritual walk, our spiritual condition.
而且这个性格非常影响我们在主面前这个属灵的用处。
And our character affects our ability to be used by the Lord.
最近我想到这个保罗这个人。
I was reminded recently of Paul, the apostle.
保罗这个人他是一个非常有性格的一个人。
Paul is a person of character.
他的性格是非常强的一个人。
His character is very strong.
你知道吧，在圣经里面提到在行传第九章里面提到主在大马士的路上遇见他。
That in the book of Acts, it mentions how the Lord met Paul on his way to Damascus.
主说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
The Lord said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
主说，这个扫罗就问说，主啊，你是谁？
And Saul turned around and said, Lord, who are you?
就是我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord told him, I am the one you are persecuting.
Yeah, 等到以后到了腓立比第三章，我们看见保罗是个极其因着主的开启，他一直追求主。
And when we come to the book of Philippians, we know that Paul was one who was zealously seeking the Lord.
他说他是竭力追求。
Says that he pursued the Lord.
他说他向着标杆直跑。
He focused his eyes on the goal.
这个直跑和竭力追求就是这个逼迫的同一个词。
The word pursue and the word persecute comes from the same.
事实上，保罗在大马士的路上 made a U-turn.
And actually, Paul, on his way to Damascus, made a U-turn in his life.
他本来是背向着神的。
His back was toward God.
背向着主的。
His back was toward the Lord.
但是呢，他主蒙主光照以后
，until the Lord shined upon him,
他就转回头。
He made a turn in his life.
弟兄姊妹们，他在主面前那个追求，那种迫切的这种心。
This zealousness in his seeking of the Lord
实在是说出他的这个性格
，speaks of his character.
这个。英文那个用 character 这个字的时候啊，有两种用法。
In the English word, when we use the term character, there's two ways of describing it.
一个意思是说我们所说的性格。
One is the so-called character of a person.
还有一个就是人。
The other word or the other use for the word character is that person.
比方说说圣经的人物。
Well, for example, we often use the word Bible characters.
Yeah. 这个就是说。我们这个性格就是我们这个人。
It is to say that our character is who we are.
我们这个性格的表现就是我们这个人的表现。
The expression of our character is the expression of that person.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得这个性格这件事情对我们是非常重要。
So the matter of character is very important in our spiritual walk.
昨天晚上江弟兄讲到这个亚伯拉罕的事。
Last night our brother shared about concerning the life of Abraham.
Yeah.他是从加勒底的乌尔出来
He came out of the Ur of Chaldeans
因为荣耀的神向他显现
Because the glory of God appeared to him
他离开了这本地本家
So he left his homeland
先是来到哈兰
He came to Haran
到了迦南
And then came to Chaldeans
这是个很大的一个转机
And came to the land of Canaan That was a great turn
我想这亚伯拉罕是一个非常强的一个性格
I do believe that Abraham has a strong character
叫他能够离开那许多老的环境
That he can leave his comfortable environment
然后他能顺服主的这个旨意
That he can be obedient to God's will
所以他的身上有两个很重要的性格
So from Abraham there are two important characters
第一个
First
非常绝对
That he is the person who is of absolute
他非常刚强的灵
He has a very strong spirit
yeah, 另外一面他是绝对顺服神的旨意。
On the other side, he is one who is totally obedient to God's will.
这个
God's leading.
我就想到在旧约里还有一个人跟他有一点相似的地方。
Thought about another person in the Old Testament who is similar to Abraham.
最近啊，我们这个交通到这个路德的事。
Recently, in our fellowship, we talked about the person of Ruth.
虽然路德是一个摩亚人
，although Ruth is Moriam.
Moabite,
correct. He is basically a foreigner.
That's the confusion.
But praise the Lord.
他有一种的这个性格，有一种的态度。
But Ruth had a particular trait or a particular character.
我们非常羡慕。
It's something that we all look to.
我今天特别把他这个对这个他婆婆拿欧米的谈话。我把它写下来。
I wrote down the conversation that took place between Ruth and Naomi.
你知道这个 Naomi 当她要回犹大地的时候
，You remember when Naomi was to return to the land of Judah?
把两个媳妇都找了来。
Naomi called the two daughter-in-law.
一个是路德，还有一个是摩尔巴。很难讲。
One is Ruth, and the other one is
Orpah.
Orpah.
这个 Naomi 讲了三千话。
Naomi gave him three words.
Yeah.
Or three.
三次的劝勉的话。
Three times Naomi encouraged her daughter-in-law.
第一个劝勉。
First.
就是说你们都回你们的家乡去。
Naomi told Ruth and Orpah. Go back to your home.
你们另外 找你们的心脏
look for a new husband.
因为他们丈夫已经去世，他们年轻的寡妇。
Both of their husbands have passed away. They're both young widows.
盼望你们能在你们幸福家中得平安。
That may you have peace in the home of your new husband.
这一次，两个媳妇都说 no。我们还要跟随你。
And right away, the daughter-in-law, they both said, no, we want to follow you.
然后她第二次劝他们。
And then she encouraged them again.
根据圣经。
According to the word.
要他们啊，就是说要再改嫁。
She told the daughter-in-law that they are free to remarry.
他们需要改嫁，改嫁他们自己的兄弟。那个丈夫的兄弟
，they can marry the brother of the deceased husband。
但是两个兄弟都死掉了
，but the brothers all died。
所以呢，南高密说，我不能今天我再结婚，我再生孩子，你们在等着他。
It's impossible for me to give birth again for you to wait for my son。
其实他们想想是的，这个路是不能走了。
So the daughter-in-law thought this is probably something that can happen。
所以 Orpah 就回去了。
So Orpah went back to her homeland。
但是。这个路德舍不得拿俄米
，But Ruth did not want to depart from Naomi.
这个圣经上意思，原来英文的意思就是 cleave， 就是 cleaving，
And the original word means that Ruth wanted to cleave to Naomi.
这是第二次，
这就是 second.
那就是 Orpah 走掉了
，So Orpah left.
到了第三
，And the third time.Naomi had this conversation with him.
哎呦，那个试探更大了。
The temptation is great.
Yeah.所以他就是说，你回去吧
，Ruth. And Naomi told Ruth, go back.
你看看你的嫂嫂都已经回去了。
Look, your even your sister-in-law went back.
下面路德就对婆婆说了一段话。
Ruth said to her mother-in-law this word.
她对他们婆婆说，不要催我回去，不跟随你。
She said to the mother-in-law, don't encourage me.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Where you go, I will go.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Where you dwell, I will dwell.
你的国就是我的国。
Your nation is my nation.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God, my God.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you die, it's where I will die.
你葬在哪里
？Where you bury, where I will be buried.
除非死人死你我乡里。
Unless to death shall be apart.
所以你看一下在这里。路德有一个非常坚决的态度，要跟随拿俄米。
We can see that Ruth has an absolute, she has a character of a steadfast to stay with Naomi.
事实上，她乃是一心要跟随神。
Because Ruth wanted to follow God all her life.
所以我想，路德在这一点上很像亚伯拉罕。
So in a sense, Ruth is similar, somewhat like Abraham.
Yeah, 是信心的父亲。和跟他一样的性格
，share the same character with Abraham。
这个今天下午，我是想和弟兄们说交通一点这个性格的重要。
I need to share with my sisters this afternoon of the importance of character，
以及这个性格和基督徒的关系
，and also the matter of our character in relation to our relationship with one another。
这个有一个美国很给主用的一个传福音人叫 Moody。
There's a great evangelist called Moody, greatly used by the Lord.
在前一个世纪
in the past century,
他说过一句很特别的话。
Moody said something that's quite unique.
他说啊，他从来没有看见一个懒惰人啊会得救。
He said that he has never seen a lazy person get saved.
Yes. 因为他是一个很积极传福音的人。
Because Moody is one who is aggressively preaching the word, preaching the gospel.
他不光向着群众大会来传福音。
Not only he preached to great crowds，
他也常常接触人。
But he also preached one-on-one.
我们不是他的传记知道，他常常去分单张，常常去接触个人。
If you have read his autobiography, you know that he often go out to pass out gospel tracts.
他就发现啊，这个信主啊和这个人性格很有关系。
That the matter of salvation has a lot to do with the character of a person.
Yeah. 一个他松懒的一个人，他不肯抓住机会接受主，他就可能就没有办法得救。
He said that the lazy person, if he does not take the opportunity to take hold of the word, he may not be saved.
在这个他特别在对两节圣经他是非常有兴趣。
There are two verses that was of particular interest to Moody.
一节就是约翰福音三章十六节。
One is John 3:16.
这太是圣经。
This is a familiar passage.
本来世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
The gospel of the world that he gave his only begotten.
一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
英文呢就 whosoever.
The English word included the phrase whosoever.
中文的翻译一切相信。
The Chinese translation seems to say all who believe.
所以他很喜欢说 whosoever.
Moody loved to use the word whosoever.
对呀，这个和他一同同工的，他们那个时候的这个同工的陪啊，很蒙神的祝福。
So the work of ministry among the co-workers at that time was greatly blessed by God.
一个弟兄，他的名字叫 Philip List.
One brother by the name of Philip List.
他在那一段时间啊，写了好多好的福音诗歌。
He wrote many gospel hymns.
我很喜欢他的诗。
I enjoy his hymn.
哎呀，很可惜，这个人大概三十几岁、四十几岁，还不到四十岁就过去了。
Philip List passed away when he was in his early 40s.
他那个诗歌啊，很有灵感。
Because he wrote many hymns with feeling.
他也会这个谱这个曲子。
And he also know how to come up with the right tune.
Compose the music.
Compose the right music for the words.
好多这个 Bing Crosby 写的诗都他谱这个曲的。
Many words that were put together by Bing Crosby, the music were composed by T.P. Bliss.
比方有一首诗歌，这个平安如水流，那个调就是 Bliss 写的。
Some familiar tune like
Peace like a river.
Peace like a river. The music was put together by Philip List.
那么这个 Bliss 写了一首诗歌啊，就是无论什么人 whosoever.
Bliss actually wrote a song called Whosoever.
我们这个 hymnary 上好像没有，我们也找到。
I don't believe this is up in many of the hymns.
那个诗歌很有灵感。
That song was written with a lot of
inspiration. 那么他还写了一首诗歌，这个诗歌的题目啊，就是。Almost persuaded.
He wrote another hymn by the title Almost Persuaded.
Yeah. 这也是 Bliss 弟兄写的。
This is also a song written by Bliss.
他为什么写这个诗歌呢？
Why he wrote such a song?
他就根据啊，这个《使徒行传》第24章和26章里头两个听福音的人，他们的对福音的这个反应啊，他而有点灵感。
It was actually from reading the book of Acts, chapter 24 and chapter 26.There were two kings who heard the gospel and how they reacted to the gospel.
一个是这个 Philip.
One is King Philip.
He's actually 不是什么
勋。He is
okay. 接着他。他要保罗到他那里去跟他讲信基督耶稣的道。
And he asked Philip, asked Paul to go there, spoke to him to share what it is to believe in God.
保罗。就跟他讲到关于公义，这个机制和将来的审判。
And Paul talked to Philip concerning the coming judgment.
他就甚觉恐惧。
And Philip was greatly was greatly feared.
他就说，他说你暂且去吧。
And Philip told Paul, you can go now.
我有不便，我再来。把你再这样讲。
When it's convenient for me, I will call you back to share word further.
他拒绝了主的福音。
So Felix actually rejected the good news.
我相信保罗讲的福音是非常纯正的福音。
I do believe Paul, as he shared the gospel, is a very pure gospel.
也是一个非常有灵感的福音。
Also a gospel of inspiration.
有圣灵的感动。
Yes, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是结果他们拒绝了主。
But Felix rejected this.
另外一个就是说到了一个叫亚基帕王。
And the second incident is regarding Paul's word to King Agrippa.
保罗在那里就是 行传的第三次说到主这个得救的经过。
This was the third time Paul described how he was saved.
Yeah. 到末了
And at the end,
保罗就对亚基伯说了。
Paul said to Agrippa,
他说亚基伯王啊，他说你信先知吗？
He said, King Agrippa, you believe in prophets?
下面他自己答说，我想你信，我知道你。
Paul answered for King Agrippa, I know you believe.
因为他引旧约的圣经。
Because King Agrippa,refer to some words of the Old Testament.
这个亚基伯王说，他说你想稍微一劝，就叫我做基督徒啊。
And King Agrippa told Paul, just by your persuasion, am I going to become a Christian?
另外一个翻译说，你这样劝我，几乎叫我做基督徒了。
And another translation says, the way you're describing to me, I'm almost a Christian now.
保罗就说，他说无论是少劝，无论是多劝，我向神所求的，不只是你一个人。
But Paul said to him, whether I speak a lot, speak less, I preach to more than you.
他就是说，我盼望今天所有听我的人都能像我一样。
Paul essentially is saying that whoever hears me today will be like me by accepting the word.
就是不要有这些锁链。No chance.
Okay, no chance.
所以呢，这个 Bliss 弟兄就根据这个写了四个，就是说几乎听劝。
That's right, Bliss wrote the song almost persuaded.
Yeah. 这个性格不光影响这两个人。
The character not only impacts two people.
你知道这个有一本书叫做Pilgrim's Progress.
Most of us know that there's a book called The Pilgrim's Progress.
因为这个John Bunyan 他也是写这个写到这一类的事。
Because the writer John Bunyan wrote about the character.
他讲到这个基督徒要离开灭亡城，要走天路的时候。
Because the Christian leaving the city of destruction to walk in the heavenly way.
碰到两个人。
Encounter two people.
Yeah. 他很喜欢把这个 character 这个 personified.
John Bunyan personifies his characters.
Yeah. 一个人叫做 obstinate, 就叫固执。
One is obstinate.
另外一个叫 pliable, 就是易迁。
The other one is pliable, or you can say this person changes his mind often.
Yeah. 就这两个人到末了，通通离开了。
Both of these they departed.
这个我相信啊，本人写这个故事的时候
，When Bunyan wrote this，
他再给我们看见这个人的性格和这个人的行动生活有大的关系。
It speaks of a person's character and this person's action is closely related.
这个所有我们今天在身上，我们身上的性格影响我们在。
The character we have represents our condition as we live.
比方说在这个箴言里面常常提到这个殷勤和懒惰的事。
In the book of Proverbs, often talks about the diligent versus the lazy.
他说守勤的就自富。
That a diligent hand makes one rich.
一个懒惰的手就叫人贫穷。
But a lazy hand makes man poor.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个殷勤或懒惰也影响我们属灵的丰富或者属灵的贫穷。
Whether we're diligent or we're lazy, it impacts the quality of our spiritual walk. Just give you an example of the matter of being meticulous or being careful.
Yeah.
This impacts our spiritual condition. If a person doesn't have a careful or meticulous character, it's hard to learn the lesson of being anointed,
恩膏
就
submit to the teaching of the anointing.
To submit to the teaching of the anointing.
一个人如果没有这个操练，他很难学好顺恩膏的教训。
If you are not exercised, it's hard to learn this lesson.
因为恩膏的教训在我们里面，它那个行动很细。
Because the teaching of the Spirit in our life is very, fine, very fine.
Yeah. 你如果这个很大意的人，你很难跟随圣灵在你里面的带领。
If you're not careful, if you have a loose character, it's very difficult for us to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我个人喜欢读这个传记。
I personally love to read autobiography.
许多弟兄姊妹的回忆录。
Memoirs of many brothers and sisters.
很有意思。
Very interesting.
我盼望年轻弟兄姊妹多读一点这个传记。
I do encourage the younger brothers and sisters to read many autobiographies.
特别有的弟兄姊妹啊，他们弟兄做的见证啊，很仔细。
Because many of their testimonies, you can see the fineness of their life, or the meticulous detail of people's lives.
我等会会交通一点这个一些弟兄的传记。
I would like to share a little bit later on some of their testimonies.
我刚刚说到这个很仔细的性格。
I talked about the matter of being very careful or meticulous.
我想您大概都读过吴勇弟兄的这个回忆录。
Maybe many have read the autobiography of Pastor Wu.
Yeah. 他讲他有一次这个很特别的经历。
He had a special experience.
他说他有一天跟他姊妹两个人经过东京。
He said he and his wife, one time they were passing through the city of Tokyo.
那么因为吴弟兄要去参加一个夏令会。
Because Brother Wu was attend a summer conference.
他也在那里讲员。
He is one of the main speakers.
那么姊妹呢要回美国。
And his wife is to return to the United States.
所以他们两个人啊就在飞机场东京飞机场就分手。
So the two of them, they departed at the airport in Tokyo.
分手以后啊他就上了地铁。
And Brother Wu went on the subway, the subway in Tokyo.
Yeah. 他上了这个 subway 以后啊就非常非常的不平安。
And Brother Wu went on the subway, and then as he was sitting in his seat in the subway, he didn't feel at peace.
非常不平安，就催他要快下车，刚下车。
He was troubled. He felt that he needs to just
他不知道
get off at the next station.
不觉得应该下来。
He wasn't sure what was happening, so he just felt in his heart that he needs to leave.
他就下了这个月台。
So in the next stop, he got off.
No.
He didn't
move.
The train haven't moved yet.
He got off. 他不再开车了。
The train was about to leave.
下来。
He got off.
下来就是，好像没有事儿啊。
The moment he got off, he felt he's at peace now.
这，你看看，忽然他的姊妹啊，从这个机场的门这里出来。
And then all of a sudden, as he waited, he saw his wife coming out from the gate.
你们有没有人看过这个故事啊？
Anyone read the story?
他说，你刚刚给错一本护照。
Just at that moment, his wife came out from the gate and told Brother Wu that you gave me the wrong passport.
他随便啊，就从他包包里给了他一本，有没有细细的看？结果是错了。
He did not look carefully at the passport, gave his wife the wrong passport.
所以他们两个人都错了。
So they both carried the other person's
passport. 结果他 check in 的时候不让他 check in。
So when his wife was ready to check in, they refused to check in.
吴弟兄就走掉了。
And she thought to herself, well, my husband is gone now.
So
she came out, was hoping that the subway hasn't left yet.
看见吴弟兄来了。
And then saw Brother Wu coming.
这个好像你听听好像有一点特别哈。
When you hear this, it seems like it's just a simple miracle.
但是我总觉得这些都给我看见了，平时我们的生活，如果不是一个仔细的人，我们常常会忽略这个恩膏在我们里面的教导。
But this simple experience tells us that if we are not fine or if we're not meticulous before the Lord, we may miss this experience.
这个，你说它不是一件大的事情啊。
You say that this may not be a great matter.
它也不算很小。
But it's not a small thing either.
他们两个人就是一个不能回美国，一个也后来也没办法回来。
One couldn't come back to the U.S. and the other one would have trouble later on also.
这个好像很有趣一段故事。
Seems like it's a humorous.
我觉得吴弟兄他也很好，他一点都没有遮掩他自己的。
But I believe that Brother Wu did not cover over his shortcomings.
这个在许多的传记当中，有一本传记是我比较很喜欢的。
Among all the autobiographies, I have particular interest with one of them.
就是 这个北京的王明道弟兄。
It's actually the autobiography of Pastor Wang Mingdao.
他不让人叫他 Pastor, 他是
Mr. Wang. The autobiography of Mr. Wang.
他跟我们家里的有一点特别的关系。
Actually, there was some special relationship with my family.
因为有一年1947还是46年
，because one year 1946 or 1947,
他到这个云南去
，and Brother Wang went to a city called Yunnan.
Yeah, 他是做主的工
，and he was there ministering God's word.
那么那天他到我们家里去请他吃饭，父母请他吃饭。
And my parents invited him to our house for a meal.
这个，所以我们就彼此有认识。
So we got to know him a little.
Yeah. 就正好那个时候，姐姐要到北京读书。
At that time, my older sister was ready to go to Beijing to study.
所以就托他。
So we asked him
在北京照顾她
to care for her while she's in Beijing.
有一天，那个时候弟兄告诉我们说，王明道弟兄出了一本日记。
One day, a brother told us that Brother Wang put together his journal was published.
这个宋方杰弟兄的那个他的 journal 也 published.
And also another brother Song, his journal was also published.
我就看翻他王明道弟兄的日记。
So I was flipping over to look at the journal of Brother Wang.
他写得很仔细。
His journal are quite detailed.
哪一天礼拜几是下雨还是天晴，他都写的。
Even which day was sunny, which day was raining, he mentioned in his journal.
正好到我们家里吃饭。
And then the day he went to my parents' home for dinner,
他都记下来。
It was in his journal.
很有趣味。
Very interesting.
很仔细的一个人。
It's a person who is quite detailed.
弟兄姊妹们，这个仔细啊，是一个基督徒的一个好的品质。
Meticulous or being detailed or being fine is a quality we ought to have. It's a good character.
这个一个粗心大意的人啊，读圣经都读不好的。
A person who is loose cannot study the word well.
最近我忘了谁提哪一位弟兄提到这个，可能是江牧提到那个提到就是神要借着亚伯拉罕的后裔子孙祝福万国。
In the message, our brother mentioned that God is to use the descendants of Abraham to bless the nation.
那个 descendant 是个 singular in number.是一个单数
，and the word descendant is a singular word.
所以你看见这里有点讲究，你不能随便念啊，就是多数少数差不多的。
But when you read a particular word, sometimes even whether it's singular or plural makes a great difference.
这个王弟兄啊，他后来有一次将弟兄跟我们讲笑话。
And one day, Brother Stephen shared with us something humorous about Brother Wang.
他说他有一天。到上海去看望王明道弟兄夫妇。
Brother Stephen shared that one day he went to see and meet up with Brother and Sister Wang in Shanghai.
他已经90岁以上了。
At that time, Brother Wang was probably over 90 years old.
江丽就问他。
And Brother Stephen asked Brother Wang,
王弟兄，你这些年来为了主受许多的为难。
Brother Wang, you suffer much trial for the Lord.
长期被监禁。
You have been in prison for a long time.
到底你学了什么？
What lesson have you learned?
他说三个字。
And Brother Wang said three words.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
他就学这个不要怕。
He just learned the word do not fear.
我听得觉得很有意思。
I was quite touched.
这个王明道弟兄是一个非常刚直的一个人。
Brother Wang is a person who's very stiff-necked.
Upright.
Yeah.
他写他的传记里面，他提到，他说我在年轻时候，因着我为主做见证，我在这个环境里逼得我，叫我的性格直得像一只鸡一样。
He even says in his journal that because he wanted to be faithful in the Lord, through his environment, his life has to be like standing up like a pen.
他说直得像一个鸡一样
，like a stick going up。
他方方正正的一个人
，he's absolutely upright。
但是这位弟兄很有意思
，but this brother is very interesting。
他的姊妹啊
，and his wife
跟他完全相反
，it's exactly his opposite。
我很喜欢他那个 chapter， 就讲他的家庭婚姻的那个很有味道。
I enjoy the chapter about marriage。
他 这个他说我因为是很仔细，这个人也很殷勤，那我这个心啊，这个人的心方面啊，我很狭窄，懂的意思吧？
And then also this because he is detail oriented and that he is diligent, that makes his heart very narrow.
也很容易发脾气。
And he's easily angered.
他一点都不隐瞒他自己的。
He cannot hide himself in that book.
他说我做事情
he said, whatever I do,
有条有理。
I do everything orderly.
但是我的姊妹
but my wife,
都是马马虎虎的。
Everything is horse mouth. Everything is very loose.
但是你别忘记他不光说他姊妹的这些方面的这个性格上的这种情形啊
And now when he described the character of his wife,
他称赞他的姊妹啊不得了呀，称赞他。
But he had great words of encouragement, great words for his wife.
常常忧愁，常常心里作难，常常心里很不快乐。
Brother Wang says that he is often troubled and without joy in his life.
但是我的姊妹
But his wife,
他说他有很大的难处。
He said that though she has great trials and tribulations,
从来不跪下特别的慎重的祷告。
But she never get down seriously on her knees to pray.
那有的时候她也这样跪下祷告。
Of course, sometimes she does.
不是这样祷告，是我听她轻轻就把担子卸给了她的。
It's that she just loosely carry her burden to the Lord,
lightly,
lightly throw her burden to the Lord.
她所以我的姊妹天天笑口常开。
So that's why Brother Wang described his wife as a wife who's joyful all day long.
她称赞她姊妹的忍耐。
He speaks of his wife's patience.
他称赞他姊妹的爱心。
He speaks of his wife's love.
他说我跟他比起来，我差得太远了。
He even says that compared with her, I'm far short of her characters.
他说有一天
，and one day,
他有时候会讲点幽默的话。
Brother Wang will share something humorous.
所以他的确经过十字架的对付
，because he has been dealt with by the lesson of the cross.
然后有一天我的姊妹要聚会
He says that one day before a meeting
她就拿了一双鞋要请鞋匠帮她修一修
So they had, they brought a pair of shoes for a shoemaker to fix the shoes
她就经过那个鞋店啊就说请你把我这个鞋修一修
So they passed by the shoemaker dropped the shoes off and asked the shoemaker to fix the shoes
哎她看看要修哪里啊
And the shoemaker told the wife of Brother Wang, which part do I have to fix?
Sister Wang,
which part am I supposed to fix?
你看哪里坏就修哪里。
So Sister Wang says, just look at the shoes, whatever needs you care, fix it.
好了，结果他就跑了以后，那鞋匠说，哎，太太，来。
So the wife left, and the shoemaker looked at the shoes, and they just went out after the wife.
快回来
and says Mrs. Wang come back
他要把那个袋子把它打开
open the bag
他说你给我的什么
and the shoemaker says what are you giving to me
三个猪脚
three pig feet
就是他妈妈从杭州寄给他冬天的那个酱蕨很好吃的
this was something of a delicacy that was sent to them from his mother
We were the 弟兄啊，我们王弟兄在描写这段故事的时候啊
，and as Brother Wang described the story，
他很轻松啊
，it was quite humorous。
他说：“你想我的姊妹糊涂到一个什么地步
？”He said, "Can you imagine how foolish my wife is?"
这个，我想我有带着他的这个，你看，这是谁？哎呀，不要了，因为啊，我把他。他的这个话，我有一部分我 relax 下来了。
Actually, copy a portion of this words.
Yeah, 这个他说就在这许多很复杂的经历的里面。
It was in these complicated experiences.
这个我们的弟兄有很大的变化。
Our brother, these experiences brought about great change.
他说我从前如果家里有出那些这个。这是差错的时候啊，我会生气的不得了啊。
Brother Wang says that if I see these things happening in my household, I will be greatly angered.
但是很奇怪，我姊妹 变得不太多。
Somehow my wife didn't change much.
那个粗心大意的情形啊，变得不太多。
She didn't change much from her character.
但是我已经不大会生气了。
But I no longer get angry.
证明啊，他的情形有了改变。
This proves that the character of Brother Wong changed.
我不知道怎么跟您跟弟兄们讲到这里去了。这个。这个树林的这个性格的确影响我们树林的功用。
Our characters does impact our function.
有很多弟兄姊妹很能干。
Some brothers and sisters are quite capable.
很有恩赐。
Quite gifted.
但是没有什么结果。
But they bear very little fruit.
没有什么功效。
Their things like their words are not effective.
那问题不在那个恩赐，而在那个性格。
The problem is not with the gift, but with the character.
我们中国话有一句话叫做勤能补拙。
The Chinese has a phrase that if you're diligent, you can overcome clumsiness or overcome late clumsiness.
拙吗？拙拙哎 ，clumsiness. Yeah. 就说你很真的很笨，笨不要紧，你只要殷勤啊，你还是能够做成功一件事。
That in a sense it's okay.If you're not very smart, as long as you're diligent, you can still accomplish things.
这个很有意思。
Quite interesting.
Yeah. 我们今天教会里头啊，不缺恩赐。
In the church today, gifts are not lacking.
有的3000，有的2000，有的至少有1000。
Some two talents, three talents, some at least one talent.
Yeah.
Or 1000 talents.
但是啊，我们的性格叫我们这个 talent.一点都不能发挥它的功用。
But our character often hinders our ability to exercise our talent.
我们的惧怕的性格
the character of deep in fear.
就是叫我们很多的时候，我们不能让主在我们的身上能够达到他招我们的目的。
It tries to hinder how the Lord can accomplish His will through us because of our character.
这个有人常常把这个殷勤细心和广大的心摆在一起。
Some people often put these three characters together, the diligence and the matter of being careful and the matter of being enlarged, having a heart enlarged. These three things are put together.
因为这三样东西有的时候不大容易都在一起。
Sometimes these three characters do not exist at the same time. They're not lumped together.
这个中国话有一句话说是这个人心很广大。
The Chinese is saying that this person has such a big heart.
他说这个心大的心这个宰相啊，他的肚子里可以撑船。
That a person could have such a big heart that within his heart he can sustain a boat or a ship in his heart.
他为什么这个说法是 too much 太过了？但是就证明啊，这个心大。
It says that it's a beautiful character to have an enlarged, a big heart.
弟兄姊妹们，这个弟兄在教会里是需要有些大心的人。
In the church, there are needs, great needs for the people who have big heart.
我们很需要像王明道师母那种心大的人。
People like Sister Wang with a big heart.
Yeah. 所以我今天讲到啊，这个旧约有个约瑟。
I was reminded of in the Old Testament we have Joseph.
Joseph, 他是心大的人。
Joseph has enlarged a big heart.
创世纪的约瑟。
This is the Joseph of the Old Testament.
Genesis. 他心大了一个地步。
And Joseph's heart is so big.
他哥哥卖他要杀他，这是对他从小就对付他。
That his brothers, even his own siblings, dealt with him harshly. It did not matter how Joseph lived his life.
Oh, 你知道后来末了，当这个这个雅各他们的父亲死了以后
，at the end when their father died,
这些哥哥们很怕约瑟会报复。
His brothers were in fear of Joseph, thinking Joseph may take revenge on them.
你知道他们说的话有约瑟哭。
The words that they said caused the words that these brothers said to Joseph caused Joseph to cry.
heaven.
Praise God.
Yeah. 他说, 这不是你们,
it is God. Joseph told his brothers, it is not you, but God.
是神把我打发到埃及来。
God who sent me to Egypt.
你看他的心多大。
You see how large Joseph's heart is.
所以我说他可以做宰相。
That's what Joseph could be the prime minister. Because God gave him, entrusted in his, to him, so that as the land were having famine, Joseph could supply the needs of the people. This is a good example for us.
在圣经里面有一个人我很喜欢。
There's another character and the person in the Bible that I like.
就是路加。
And this is Luke,
a physician.
Physician Luke.
Yeah. 保罗都称他亲爱的 路加。
Even Paul calls him dear physician Luke.
这路加 这个人很特别。
Luke is a special person.
好像你从来没有圣经没有露过面。
In the scripture, we have not had encounters with Luke.
他隐藏在他写的圣经里。
He's hidden in his words, in his letters.
他写了两本书。
He wrote two books.
一本书是路加福音。
He wrote the Gospel of Luke.
一本就是行传，书行传。
And he also wrote the book of Acts.
你看他在 写提奥菲罗大人之后，他就是讲到他怎么写这个路加福音。
And when he wrote to Theophilus, he mentioned how he wrote.
就是说，他从传道人的听见关于主耶稣的事情。
From the apostles, he heard about the Lord.
然后他详细的考察。
And then Luke described how he meticulously checked the details.
而且按着次序来写给你。
And he wrote everything in chronological order.
哎呀, 他很多细节啊, 写得很有意思。
Many details were mentioned by Luke.
你知道吗, 这个, 当这个主耶稣上十字架的时候,
For example, when the Lord Jesus was on the cross,
这个彼得闯了一个祸,
Peter committed a great sin.
他把马勒姑的耳朵砍掉,
Peter cut off the ear of the soldier there.
Yeah. 主耶稣还去把这个耳朵怎么样？
And the Lord Jesus grabbed the piece that was cut off and then healed it right there.
我有一次在一个礼拜堂里面听一个牧师讲道，就讲这一段事情。哎，我好笑，他的形容他主耶稣怎么在地上拿着耳朵。
One day I was hearing One day I was hearing a message that how the Lord picked up this piece that was cut off and breathe and then blow off the dirt and then glued it back on right there.
不过我就说，就是路加写的这个很
because you see Luke wrote the gospel in such a detailed manner.
呀，很多事情写的很细，
very detailed.
他而且很幽默，
he's quite humorous.
啊，他讲到这个希律不是宰了杀了这个约翰吧？
When he talks about how Herod killed John.
呀，约翰。 他说，他是因为约翰这个指出他的错来。
He said because John pointed out Herod's errors.
然后他说又加了一件。
And then there was one more.
就是把约翰杀掉了。加一件。
And then he killed John the Baptist.
Added another evil thing.
He added another evil.
他很有趣味。
Luke is quite humorous.
这个关于这个使徒行传啊，concerning
the book of Acts,
哎呀，因为亏得有路加的这一个服侍。
It was because of Luke's ministry, particularly.
我们知道使徒时代教会许许多多的细节。
And we have the opportunity to know all the details at the time of the early church.
所以，如果我们的性格很粗疏啦，我们不能。
So if we don't have such a character of being detail oriented, we cannot involve in the ministry of His Word.
他有一段写这个行传二十章， 保罗和他的同工们
in Acts 20 when Luke described Paul and his co-workers
从特洛亚要到这个到东边去
from Troas they were to go to east
no 到这个耶路撒冷那一带
Troas to move into Jerusalem the region of Jerusalem
特别记载一件事
and Luke recorded this particular incident
他说所有的弟兄们都上船嘛因为这从特洛亚这个港口嘛
because Troas is a harbor so all the brothers went on the ship
保罗说我今天不坐船
and Paul says today I'm not going
我要步行
I'm going to walk
那个不是很远的距离
it's not at a far distance
到那个地方就是阿索
and they went to a place called 阿索
就这一段路啊是保罗走路的
and this portion, this section Paul walked it himself
我有一次偶然看着一本书啊
one time I was reading a book
他就讲这一段话就讲了一篇信息
and that very little, that one phrase Paul walked to the city became a message
为什么保罗要走路
Why Paul walked instead of riding the ship? Very interesting. Paul needs a physical exercise. Second, there's too many people on the ship. He wouldn't have time to be near to the Lord. He would not have time to fellowship with God. If you try to ride the boat back in those
days,
there's no way to have some quiet time because it's just very chaotic. There were three or four things.
Why? 保罗要走路
That was the rationale why Paul decided to walk instead of riding the ship
我觉得很有灵感的
I thought it was very interesting
那就是因为路加写的这一段
It's because Luke wrote this portion
所以弟兄姊妹们啊我觉得这个一个细心的人
So brothers and sisters for a person who has a fine character
实在在紧急事上有用
Greatly can be greatly used by the Lord
不要以为这是很小的一件
Don't think that this is a small matter
所以我对零零碎碎交通点
I just want to share with you some miscellaneous
things
concerning our characters
比方说这个传福音也需要一种性格
For example, preaching the gospel takes a certain character
这个就是需要这个人可亲
This is a character that you could be friendly 可亲
approachable, good 第二啊这个是有热热忱
that you must be zealous you must have a zealous heart
对人有热切的感觉
that you want to come to people
我想这一点我是非常非常缺的
this is something that I lack
因为很多人说都怕我
many people are fearful of me
他们的书弟兄的脸他们板得长长的
they say that brother Chu's face is always long
跟我姊妹刚好相反
that's exactly reverse of my wife
还有一个就是说要辅救
Joe, that's a hard word. Joe.
Not humble. Just approach others. Not waiting for people to approach you.
Passion.
Passion
for people. Passion for people. This is an important character to preach the gospel.
我以前在一个地方，一个老弟兄。和我们一同聚会。
There was an elderly brother who used to meet with us.
他是个宁波人。
He is a person from a town called Ningbo in China.
他讲的话，宁波话。
The word he said is a very heavy accent in Ningbo person.
年纪很大了。
Very old.
他是个船长。
He was the captain of a ship.
你要他讲一段话，他讲不清楚的。
He can never talk straight.
而且他不是讲 Mandarin， 他讲的话也是。这个
he spoke Ningbo
但是很奇怪传福音每一次带的人他带的最多最多
but every time when there's a gospel meeting he brings the most people to the gospel meeting
他有性格他热切
because he has a character that he is passionate he has a passion for people
所以你看见这个传福音跟我们这个性格很有关系
so our ability to preach the gospel has very much to do with our character
这个圣经里是讲到神寻找人
The Bible talks about how God sought out men
路加福音十九章
Luke chapter 19
主耶稣这个去寻找撒该的时候
The Lord went and sought after Zacchaeus.
主说人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
And he said at that time that the Son of Man came to seek those who are lost.
Yeah. 这个主的目的就是寻找世上的人。
The Lord's purpose is to seek those who are lost.
第二, 他就寻找。
And the Lord is seeking, secondly,
他说寻找那些用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人,
to seek those who worship him in spirit and in truth.
这个第三个,
third,
就是在行传13章,
it is in the Gospel of, in the book of Acts, chapter 13,
他说这个保罗在安提阿这个 讲到大卫,
Paul was in Antioch speaking of David.
他是quote这个旧约的圣经。
He quoted the Old Testament.
虽然说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫。
It says, I sought and I found the son of Jesse, David.
他是合乎我心意的人。
He was one who is of my heart's desire.
凡事要遵循我的旨意。
And everything follow my word.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
常常神需要有人。
God needs us. But God is seeking people with the right character.
Yeah. 这个大卫有一些性格很特别。
David has some special character.
我想第一个是我自己想的。
When we think of David,
大卫很负责任。
That David is a responsible person.
非常负责任。
Very responsible.
你想一个小孩子居然敢和狮子跟熊打。 把他这个打死，把这个挖住他的胡子，把他熊，把这个狮子打死，真的一个年轻的孩子，怎么有这个胆量？
Can you imagine how brave David is in wrestling lion and fought bear?
当然，大卫依靠神。
Of course, David trusted God.
他爱神。
He loved God.
他也在他父亲所托付的事情上是非常忠心的人。
He was also responsible in the things that his father entrusted him.
而且他的家里头 并不吃香啊,
and at home, he was not one of the favorite child.
He's number eight. 普通家里都是最小的是 baby.
So he was the one probably that was spoiled.
Normally,
the youngest one is the one who gets spoiled.
但是耶稣的家里反常,
but in Jesse's household, this was different. They look down upon him as he's the black sheep.
一点都不拔得他,
but that never bothered David.
我也不知道到底大卫还有什么事情给神看中了。
I don't know, there were other things that God looked to David.
神找着大卫。But
God wants to use David. And I'll just share a couple of other things. In the book of Titus,
提多书这本书里面, 主要我们知道是保罗写信给提多, 他把他留在克里比岛。
We know that this was Paul wrote to Titus when Paul left Titus in the island of Crete.
因为那个时候 还有很多事情没办完,
there were many things that were yet to be done.
没有安排清楚,
was not totally arranged.
所以保罗就留基督在那里。
So Paul left Titus in the land, in the island of Crete.
他是一个年轻人。
And Titus was a young man.
而且要他在那里设立长老。
And Paul asked Titus there to establish elders.
在各城里设立长老。
In every city, establish elders.
然后有一件事情他要他做的。
And there was one thing that Paul asked Titus to do.
我想啊,这个很不简单。
This is not so easy.
因为要年轻人 Titus 就对付那个岛上一些难处。
Because Paul entrusted Titus to deal with some difficulties on the island of Crete.
这个难处啊,不太别的。
And this difficulty is not in anything else.
在于这个克里比岛人的性格。
But it dealt with the character of the Cretan.
Yeah,
this is not so easy.
为什么呢? 因为保罗认为啊, 这克里比岛的人很麻烦。
Because Paul saw that the people, the Cretans, they were very difficult people.
得救了,
they got saved.
他们也受了重生的洗。
They were born again.
他们也有圣灵的更新。
They've been renewed by the Spirit.
但是, 他们的性格很差。
Their character is terrible.
三个性格。
Three kinds of characters.
一个, 是懒,
first that they're lazy. They're lazy gluttons.
寒?
Glutton.
Okay.
In English, it's one word. Lazy glutton.
第三个是说谎话.
And then they are liars.
他们是又馋又懒.
They're lazy, they're glutton, and they're liars.
如果这些基本的性质上没有受到改正, 你怎么, 没有错,你再想说再多道,在那里很吃力, 没有什么果效.
If these basic things are not taken care of, whatever you can speak, all you can preach, will be of no effect.
所以, 保罗要提多做这件事。
So Paul asked Titus to do this.
Yeah. 所以我觉得跟最近我就是因为采访想到这个性格的事情。
I have been thinking about this matter of character.
我想到这些事。
I thought about this.
所以他说你要坚决地责备他们。
Paul asked Titus to rebuke these people.
哎呀，要年轻人去rebuke.
To ask a young man to rebuke the Christian.
很不容易。
Not so easy.
那Titus必须自己有个很好的性格。
Titus must be one who has good character.
啊，他必须他本身是个殷勤的人。
He must be a diligent person.
他必须是一个很 self-control.
He must exercise self-control.
Be disciplined.
A disciplined person.
啊，所以我觉得这些。 使徒们把这些话留在上，这地方太远。
The apostle leaves this word to us.
性格对基督徒是非常重要的。
So that we can see how our character is so important to our walk.
我不知道该怎么说更重。
I don't know how else to say it.
就是说，我怕我青年弟兄姊妹要记得。
I hope especially young brothers and sisters need to remember.
性格很重要。
Our character is very important.
你可能不是那么 talented。
You may not have many gifts.
不要紧.
That's okay.
Yeah. 性格重要.
Your character is more important.
Yeah, 我们看见有很多在主面前给神用的人.
We have seen many people greatly used by the Lord.
看起来外面他没有什么特别.
On the outside, this one seems very ordinary.
没有什么特别.
They're not special.
也都特别聪明.
They're not exceedingly wise.
但是他们有一个
But they have a character that God could use.
This
is very important. Tomorrow we would like to talk a little bit about how we cultivate this character and how to build up this character.
那么第三天不太清楚，除了许，或许我们交通一点教会，配搭。
And perhaps in the third meeting we will have fellowship concerning our coordination in the church.
这个性格和这个事情的关系。
And the relationship it has with our character.
以及这个国度。
And concerning the kingdom of God.
因为的确这个国度和我们的性格很有关系。
Indeed, the matter of the kingdom has much to do with our character.
主要许我们就盼望这么一个安排。
God willing, this is how we're going to share the next two meetings.
Tim, anything to say, want to say?
Yeah?
Try? Or other brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters would like to have some sharing concerning this matter. I'll share a little bit.
Okay.
This is my father. My father talked to me a few weeks ago regarding the matter of our character.
我父亲前几天，几个礼拜以前，交通道我们要谈到关于这个性格。Actually,
something that came to my mind is regarding. Indeed, this is a difficult thing to talk about.
结果这个事情这个题目是不太好交通的。
Because I have often in working with many young people.
因为我相当多的时间和年轻人在一起。
We often will hear such a word.
我们常常听见这么一句话。
My parents asked me to do all these things.
我的爸爸妈妈要我做这个做那个。
Yet, I see them not doing it themselves.
我发现啊，他们自己也不做，光叫我们做。
And many times when we work with the young people,
每逢我们和年轻人在一起带领帮助他们的时候,
We encourage young people in the matter of choosing a spouse, that they should not be yoked with an unbeliever.
就是说你如果要找一个配偶，你不要找一个不信的，因为信与不信不能同时一恶。
But many parents said, oh, it's okay, try some out, it's okay.
有的父母就说无所谓啦，先试试看啦，不一定要信主的啦。
So you see, sometimes the effect of parents, the character of the parents impacts the young people.
所以有父母的他们的性格，他们的态度，你看影响年轻人。
And we often encourage young people and tell the young people that when you're married to another Christian, you can seek the Lord together, you can have a wonderful fellowship in the home.
当然我们就说你如果娶一个找到一个对象是弟兄在主里的，你就可以常在家里你交通，在家里有一过基督徒生活。
And this is what I hear in return.
那结果这种话说出来，你看年轻人怎么回应我们？
Young people, in fact, we did a survey one time.
有一次我们有一个调查。
And there was one young person who put on the survey that he does not want to marry a Christian.
这个年轻人在他那个我们这个
调查
里头说啊，他说我将来结婚不想找一个基督徒对象。
We thought, whoa,
what's
old?How could this be?
怎么可能呢？
Well, here's the answer.
答案在这里。
This young person told us, well, my parents are Christians going to church, and they fight all the time.
他说因为我父亲母亲都是基督徒，经常在家里吵闹打架。
I don't like to live my life like them.
我不希望我将来的生活像他们那样。
So there was an assumption that if I marry someone perhaps not a Christian, maybe I'll live at peace.
所以这就是这意思啊，眼下我如果娶一个非基督徒不信主的一个对象，说不定我还能过平安日子。
Sometimes we look at the matter of character lightly.
我们有的时候对这个性格很轻看，不大注意。
But yet, between the husband and the wife, if we are unable to forgive one another as a character, the character of forgiveness.
如果我们夫妻没有这赦免的这一种的性格
or if we lack the character of submission
如果没有这种彼此顺服的这个性格
how are we going to impact the people around us? Many times it's our own family members other times maybe our co-workers, our neighbors
那我们怎么影响我们的邻居我们的亲戚我们的同事呢
I work for the state of California
我在加州州政府工作
and I know that at workWe all have co-workers.
我们在工作的地方有好多同工。
Our characters is terribly important in the workplace.
在工作的场所，我们基督徒的性格是非常重要。
Are we pure before the Lord?
我们到底在主面前纯不纯纯洁
？In time, when you spend time with your co-worker, after a while, there should be a separation line.
跟你这个同事来往。总归有一个限度，有一个地方你们是要分开的。
For Christians, we ought to be set apart from the people of the world.
我们基督徒应该和世界上的人、世人有分别。
Many of my co-workers know where I stand in this.
好些我的同事都知道我的立场。
Therefore, whenever they have some special activities, as they call it, I would never be included.
有的时候他们有一些活动，我。绝不会有份
and there are some jokes that are passed around always skips my cubicle
他们这里讲笑话的时候啊我这个办公室的小框框啊他们不会进来的
and sometimes this may seem to be like light matter but I think as a believer you need to be set apart
好像这不是件很大的事但是就我们是一个信主的人我们必须和世界有分别
so when the co-workers are talking about these are all mostly men talking aboutdifferent women. I'm not included in this conversation, and I thank God for that.
我们同事中间，特别是男同事，常常谈到女人的事情，这个他们不能碰到我。
So I think our character speaks loudly, in our words.
所以我们的性格比我们嘴巴好像是讲的要重要的多。
But yet our character at the same time, How we behave impacts the effectiveness of the words that we say.
所以我们所表现的，我们的生活中表现的，远胜过我们的话语上给人的影响。
We can say all we want, yet if the people around us do not see the character, the real character, then what we become is simply a hypocrite.
所以如果我们光是会讲，而我们身上并没有这种的性格，我们就变成一个假冒伪善的人。
That's why I do believe that this matter of our character is something that we all need to pray before the Lord.
所以这个性格的这一件事，我们都需要在主的面前好好的祷告。
Are we set apart from the world?
我们是否自己从世人中被分别出来？
Sometimes we hear people tell us that, oh, Christians are not much different than those people who go to church.
他说我们和那些做礼拜的上礼拜堂的人没有什么两样。
This ought not to be.
不应该是这样。
We ought to be set apart.
我们必须是分别出来为着主。
And that's really what touched me when I think about the matter of our character, the importance of our character.
所以这就是很摸着我，就是当我们要谈到这个性格的事情时候，我里面的感觉。
嗯。
你弟兄姊妹们有什么见证？
你们有什么见证？
要再讲一点。
If you have something, let us share.
我是很不好意思啊，他是我的先生，他是我的儿子。
啊。OK。对。
对，因为刚听他们父亲在做见证。
I hear my husband and my son.
我觉得有一个很宝贝的一件事。
There's something very precious.
Was
actually my mother-in-law. Actually, my mother-in-law, she is very tough, like a tiger.
凶悍 tiger.
I'm a daughter-in-law in that environment. I fear her.Because before I enter into the Chu's family, one day he was going to bring me to meet his mother. He said to me, let's go meet my parents. When he said to me that I'm going to take you to meet my parents, I knew something was, he was up to something.So I asked my husband, I asked my husband to be at that time, how's your father? He said, oh, father, no problem. So I asked him, I said, what about your mother? And he said something like, So my husband used an English word.
He's very sharp.
That, she's very sharp.Sharp doesn't have a good connotation. It sharp sounds like a knife. Very sharp character. So I was in full fear when I met his parents. I entered into the home. There was a deep impression that was made on my heart. That she's devout before the Lord. She loved the Lord. She's a godly, God-fearing woman.In all she does, God came first. What should we eat? It's always God's worker first. So she always said that her children are God's servants. She is godly. She was godly. She didn't do much.But yes, she left this impression that lingers on until this day.
Last year, November,
我有一个小小的事儿。
I had a nephew.
是我小弟弟的小儿子。It was the nephew
actually is in the back. When he was baptized last year, his father baptized him. He had a prayer. That prayer was this. It's the God of my mother. It's the God that our parents served. It's faithful. Until today, that he offered his son to the Lord as he baptized him. We were very touched. Actually, the parents did not do much. But the part that wasn't spoken, the part that was godly, that character was left in us. Whether we're the son-in-law or the daughter-in-law, both my in-laws have passed away. But the character of God fearing, the character of love lingers on. As parents, our every action far exceeds what we can say with our lips. May the Lord be merciful to us. And then my little nephew is sitting in the back. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we can have some fellowship. We need your presence. Lord, may we continue to be molded by your Holy Spirit. Lord, be merciful to us that while we have our remaining days in this world, we would be blessed. That your will would be accomplished in all of us. So that we would not live our days in vain. For the young people, we pray for you.
May
you bless all the young people. So that in their youth, they could be touched, they could be
成为圣洁,
that they could have desire to be holy,
合乎主用,
to be equipped so that you could use them, to be your precious vessel. May you hear our prayer.
We
give you all the glory.
今年明天后天下午我们的时间,
bless the time to come in the next 2 days. Continue to be gracious to us. In your name we pray.
Amen.